Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I thought despite the travel and everything you had to go through, you played two games in two nights. I thought you had some jump. You had some pretty good chances yourself. Had some pretty good opportunities that game. How'd you feel out there?
Yeah, like you said, obviously it was a quick turnaround, but you know, that's how it is in hockey, and you just got to get ready for the season. So, you know, I thought it was an okay game, but definitely, you know, not happy with the loss. But I think we can, you know, build from this for sure.
Second period looks like you guys use your speed to create some chances. As you looked at it, what was the biggest difference between the first and second periods?
I think we calmed down a little bit as a group. I think our line kind of took a step back and kind of slowed the game down a little bit, and you know, used our skill and our poise with the puck to make some plays. And I thought we had, you know, we created some good chances in the second, but unfortunately we couldn't score. But, you know, as long as you create those chances, I think it's going to go in at some point.
Is that one of those things at the first period where you guys kind of self-correct, or does the coach come in and get, you know, say things? Or what was it at the first that kind of got you guys rolling?
Yeah, I think we talked as a group, and then obviously Donnie came with some key points from their team and what their tendencies was after the first, and kind of corrected ourselves after that. And, you know, we got a lot better in the second for sure.
How have you felt your preseason and training camp have gone so far?
I feel really good. I think, you know, like you said, it's preseason, but you still want to, you know, get in shape as fast as you can and kind of, you know, get ready for the actual season. So I think that's been my goal, just to push for that. And I think it's been fun and good so far.
With the season you had last year in the minors and now coming in with a pretty good camp, do you think you're showing that, hey, you can be counted on if they're going to need you throughout the season up here?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's my goal, and, you know, that's been, I guess, my message. It's just, you know, I want to prove that I can be a guy that they can lean on and count on if they need help in any position, in any play or any game. So I hope, you know, they've seen that so far, and I'm just going to continue to push for that.
Thanks a lot for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Linus Weisbach on the pregame. Or on the postgame, rather, Brian. Back to you.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.